This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is warning against a full-scale military invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza, saying it would have an enormously harmful effect. And as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told Israelis, it will happen. There is a date. Netanyahu did not elaborate on details of the prospective invasion, but Israel has insisted on sending troops into Rafah, saying the city on the Egyptian border is Hamas's last stronghold. The possibility has raised international alarm over the fate of around 1.4 million Palestinians sheltering in Rafah, most of whom are displaced from other parts of the Gaza Strip. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the Biden administration hasn't seen Israel's plan, but remains opposed.
We have made clear to Israel that we think a full-scale military invasion of Rafah would have an enormously harmful effect on those civilians, and that it would ultimately hurt Israel's security. So it's not just a question of Israel presenting a plan to us. We have made clear to them that we think that there is a better way to achieve what is a legitimate goal.
In a speech to the United Nations Tuesday, New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters called the war in Gaza an utter catastrophe. Peters, who's also New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister, condemned Hamas for its October 7th attack on Israel, but said many more have been killed in Gaza and that millions have been displaced.
Indeed, Palestinian civilians continue to bear the brunt of Israel's military actions. Humanitarian and medical workers are being killed, and health facilities and vital infrastructures have been destroyed. Gaza, which was already facing huge challenges from this conflict, is now a wasteland.
Peters called on Israel to do everything in its power to enable safe, rapid, and unimpeded humanitarian access to Gaza. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron will meet with his U.S. counterpart, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Tuesday in Washington to discuss aid to Ukraine. Ahead of that visit, Cameron, a former British prime minister, met with former U.S. president and current candidate Donald Trump in Florida. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron is in Washington to press senior Republicans to unlock money for Ukraine. His visit comes after he met a skeptical Donald Trump in Florida. Cameron says victory for Ukraine is vital for American and European security. But the former president is a critic of continued U.S. support, and lawmakers aligned with him are holding up an aid package for Kyiv in Congress. British officials haven't said how the meeting went. Cameron and Trump have had several notable differences of opinion over Brexit and other issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Europe's highest human rights court ruled Tuesday its member nations have an obligation to protect their citizens from the ill effects of climate change. Announcing its ruling Tuesday in Strasbourg, France, the European Court of Human Rights sided with the Swiss Association of Elders for Climate Protection, 2,500 women with an average age of 73. The court ordered the Swiss state to pay the association about $87,000 within 3 months. In a second ruling, the court dismissed a similar petition from six Portuguese youths aged 12 to 24 against Portugal and 31 other countries. The court said the group had not exhausted all avenues at the legal avenues at the national level. Speaking to reporters following the rulings, Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg expressed disappointment at the decision in the Portuguese case, but said the fight continues.
And this is only the beginning of climate litigation. All over the world, more and more people are taking their government to court, holding them responsible for their actions. The results of this can mean in no way that we lean back. This means that we have to fight even more.
Russian space officials have aborted a test launch of a new heavy-lift rocket from a far eastern launch pad just moments before the planned liftoff. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Angara A5 rocket had been scheduled to lift off from the Space Launch Facility at 0900 GMT Tuesday. No reason was given for the aborted liftoff, and no new time for the next launch attempt was immediately set. Tuesday's launch was to be the fourth for the Angara A5, a heavy-lift version of the new Angara family of rockets that has been developed to replace the Soviet-designed Proton rockets. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.